It's Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 24th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On December 16th, the Indonesian government provided $2.8 million of compensation to 215 victims injured in 40 previous terrorist attacks since 2002, reports International Christian Concern. 17 victims received the compensation symbolically from the hands of President Joko Widodo at the presidential palace. In Tuesday's session of the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida, Vice President Mike Pence declared that the Trump administration is not backing down from the fight for an honest election.
You know, it's amazing to think, with your support, President Trump and our team received more than 74 million votes across America. 10 million more than in 2016, and more votes than any incumbent president in American history. We flipped 12 seats in the United States Congress, and the president actually received the greatest share of minority votes for a Republican president in 60 years. And come January 5th, we're going to hold the line in the United States Senate when we reelect Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue to a Republican majority on Capitol Hill. And as our election contest continues, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out. We're going to win Georgia. We're going to save America. And we'll never stop fighting to make America great again. You watch.
A recently released report on election fraud by Peter Navarro, director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, details how six different kinds of election fraud appeared in contested states, concluding that a removal of fraudulent votes gives President Trump an overwhelming election victory. You can watch Vice President Pence's whole speech through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Operation Rescue is pleased to announce that the recipient of the 2020 Person of the Year Malachi Award is President Donald J. Trump, reports LifeNews.com. The Malachi Award is given by Operation Rescue every year to recognize individuals who sacrificially work to advance the cause of protecting the preborn. During President Trump's administration, he has done more to protect unborn lives than any other president in U.S. history. When he first took office, he immediately set out to defund those that promote abortion worldwide. He established policies at the Department of Health and Human Services that completely changed the philosophy of government from one that favored abortion businesses like Planned Parenthood to one that promised to protect life, quote, from conception until natural death, end quote.